CMS communication staffers have neither confirmed nor denied those reports. WFAE's Lisa Worf is at CMS headquarters right now. She joins me. Lisa, what do we know at this point?
Well, we certainly know something is up, but we don't know that much beyond that. Right now, the chairman of the board, Mary McCray, is drafting a statement, and CMS says that should be coming up very shortly. We know that back on Friday, they had a long meeting. It was supposed to be a work session on Friday talking about something as far as testing in schools, but that turned into an hours-long closed session meeting. So at this point, we are just waiting on word.
Okay. So if indeed Morrison is stepping down, any indications of why or any problems that may have been occurring with the board?
Well, there's really no indication at this point. The board has been very supportive of his efforts, at least publicly, and you have several community leaders, too, throwing their support behind him in the past. So it's not clear that there was a bad relationship between the two. Now, I did talk to several board members today, and, you know, they also wouldn't comment on it, but said, they didn't at least seem surprised about the questions or caught off guard about the questions.
Okay. So as you said, something's up and maybe we'll know soon.
Surely. So okay. We'll see. There should be a statement coming out just within the next hour, it looks like.
Okay. Thanks, Lisa.
Okay. Thank you, Mark.
That's WFAE's Lisa Worf at CMS headquarters, and we will keep you posted on any further news as it comes in about the possible resignation of Superintendent Heath Morrison.